This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba, and we're continuing in Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to begin Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kuf Lamed Dalet. And we'll see if we have time to jump into the Maimer HaKadeshim. Okay. Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. By the way, my friend Rav Moshe Stream asked, well, where is this pasuk that the Rama says, Uchshe yoytse mi beis haknesses oimer necheni betzid kasecha? Where, the Rama doesn't even quote the whole pasuk. So, sorry about that. I was learning Mishnayos last night, and on my bookmark, it has the pasuk. Hashem necheni betzid kasecha laman shayroi hayishar lefanai darkecha. It's in Tehillim, Parakei. It's all the way in the beginning of Tehillim. Okay, so the pasuk that the Rama references, just the beginning of, Hashem necheni, the first two words, the pasuk is Hashem necheni betzid kasecha laman shayroi hayishar lefanai darkecha. Why doesn't the Rama bring the whole pasuk? Because you're supposed to know psukim. We assume that you know psukim if you're learning Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? Okay. Fine. Simen kuf lamed gimel. Din baruchu b'shabbos. B'shabbos v'yom tov ein oimrim baruchu acher kadosh basra. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do not say baruchu after the final kadosh. That implies that during the week, you either do say it or you can say it. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't say it. Says Rama Haga, afilu b'makom shenagel amra b'mayis achol, even in a place where the minhag is to say it during the week, shem lo yehayu achidim meis haknesses kasha amra baruchu, maybe a few guys missed the baruchu, mikomakom Shabbos v'Yom Tov ein la amrai, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't say it. Why? Dehakoyel boyan l'beis haknesses kaidim baruchu. Everyone comes to shul before baruchu. So what about the people who don't come to shul before baruch? They're just not part of the everyone. But the Rama says that during the week, it could be somebody might come after baruch. On Shabbos, there are no such people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu b'makom ratzolayim adiyesh, mekom shenagim lomer kadosh baruch acher gemara tefila shesbalu kolat zibur. In some places, the minhag is to say kadosh and baruch after the completion of the tefila that the tzibur davened. Mibnei shelefa amim yesh eze yichidim shabo acher baruch, because sometimes there are individuals that come after baruch v'loy shamu baruch and they didn't hear baruch. The Chazon Ish said, for this reason, that if you're going to say Baruch Hu, you should say Mamish at the end of davening, because you want it to be as late as possible, because you have the guy who rolls in as during the Shir HaMalos Mimamakim Kurasich Hashem. Because, of course, it's considered davening with a minion as long as you get there while people are taking off their tefillah. No, just joking. It's only considered davening with a minion if you start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. Let's say you come an hour early. You say Pitamak Torahs from a klaf that was written by somebody who went to the mikvah 30 times. After that, you say Mat Toivu Adonai Olam Yigdal. You say everything in the Siddur. The only thing is, you didn't start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. No, sorry. He's a nice guy. He's a good guy. He could paint your house. If you want to hire him to paint your house, he could paint your house. If you want to hire him to change your oil or your transmission, also, you could buy life insurance from him. But he didn't daven with a minion. He didn't daven with a minion. Anyway, I thought I might get that in. Anyway, therefore, the Chazon Ish says that in Chodesh Elul, you should say Baruch Hu after L'davar Hashem Oiri. However, in the Luach Eretz Yisrael of Rabbi Chilmachal Degachinsky, it says the minhag is to say L'davar Hashem after Baruch Hu. Now, in the play, in where they say Baruch Hu after the final Kaddish, the Mishnah Berurah brought in the Hakdamah to Siman Samach Tes that even if everyone heard Baruch Hu in the beginning, you could still keep the minhag. Meaning, let's say there is no one who came late. So you could still say it. as to not to be make a machlokes. But if you're not worried about machlokes, then the shatz shouldn't just say baruch hu, unless somebody didn't hear baruch hu. Okay, so very important. Don't just like be the guy who says baruch hu. You need to make an assessment that somebody needs to hear it. The fact that this is your contribution to the to Jewish life, okay, that could be a very nice contribution, but you have to make sure that somebody else needs it. Nobody else needs it. Now, if you have a guy who's going to start a machlokes, then you could do it. If you're not worried about machlokes, you have to make sure someone needs it. So therefore, by shachris, it's very questionable whether you could really do it unless you know that somebody missed baruch hu. By marav, though, it's pretty common or usual or typical that there's going to be somebody who walks in after baruch hu. Okay. Now, so we asked the question, really, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, nobody comes before baruch hu? I mean, in what city is he referring to that nobody came after baruch hu on Shabbos and Yom Tov? No, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dafilum erel echad shenazar lo vayachar baruch hu." Even if a guy came after baruch hu, mikamak mistamak far shamu baruch hu el ma toira, he heard baruch hu from someone who got an aliyah. So, therefore, by the way, on Monday and Thursday, you need to be very careful before you say baruch hu after davening, because in all likelihood, everyone who came has already been there, at least has been there for Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, fine. Therefore, Michal Michal Tikhachinsky says that, in Eretz Yisrael on Monday and Thursday, or on a day that has Kriyas HaTorah, do not say baruch hu after the davening. That's minog Eretz Yisrael. You do not say baruch hu after the davening. What if somebody says baruch hu after the davening? You tell him not to. You say, Rabbi Yid, you did the wrong thing. No, you don't have to shoot him, but you should tell him. Right? It's the wrong thing to do. Now, what about in America? I don't know. You can't say it's not the minog. It's still not the right thing to do on Monday or Thursday. Now, by the way, it's interesting that the Mechaber said that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't say Baruch Hu after Kadesh Basra. Why didn't the Mechaber say on Monday and Thursday? It seems like, at least for Sfardim, which they do, I think they do say it even on Mondays and Thursdays, even though you could ask, what do you mean? They probably heard Kriyas HaTorah. But maybe not. Maybe somebody came late after Kriyas HaTorah. But Shabbos, you know, you have to come pretty late, because besides the, you know, there's a long shachris and the drasha. You know how long that drasha was? Oh, sorry. No, I'm not gonna impugn the drasha. Okay. Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. Yeah. Seder v'huracham v'hagba satayra. The order of v'huracham and hagba. The order of the Hurachim and Hagba. Haga, noyagim, laharbois, betachnunim, besheni, v'chamishi. The minog is to say, to be marbe in tachanunim on Monday and Thursday. That's how the Rama starts. By the way, why are we noyag laharbois, betachanunim on Monday and Thursday? I think some people say, well, Monday and Thursday, you may hadin. It's the days of din, so we have to say tachna. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, I believe he went up to Shamayim. He always went up and came down on a Monday and Thursday. Mondays and Thursdays are Yemei Rachamim. Therefore, we're marbe b'tachanunim. Okay, says Moshe Berurah, Yeshem Kamer Shenagin Lamer Koydem B'Hurachem Yud Gimel Midah Shurachamim Uvidoy. In some places, the minog is before v'huracham to say yud gimel midos and vidoy. What if you're davening in a shul that they say yud gimel midos and vidoy, and your minog is not to? Rav Moshe says you should change your minhag and do what the tzibur does. You have to follow the tzibur. What if you usually say yud gimel midos rachamim, and you're davening in a shul that they don't say it? Rav Moshe says, the way you say tachnun has to be in a way where people don't know you're doing it differently than the tzibur. Therefore, if you're davening in a nusach sfarad shul, it is usur to do that for tachnun. It's usur. Likewise, vice versa, if you're davening So if you daven Sfar, you're davening in an Ashkenaz shul, you cannot start clapping. You cannot start doing Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim. You cannot do something that it's nicker that you're doing differently than Sibur. Likewise, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you're davening in a Sfar shul, and they're doing Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, you can't be belting out V'Hurachim. You have to do it in a way where it's not nicker that you're changing from the minhag of the Tzibur. Also, on a regular tachnon day, if you daven nusach svardi, you daven in Ashkenaz shul, you cannot clap. Likewise, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says, yeah, you want to do vidu, it has to be yeshiva without haka. Rabbi Chaim Knievsky agrees. Weiter. The Mechaber continues. V'hu racham. Okay. V'hu racham. You say v'hu racham. V'oimer moysa b'koram. You say it out loud. V'imloy amare ma'umad. If you don't say it standing, oiver al hatakana. You're violating a legislation. V'nikra poyreitz gader. You're considered breaching offense. Don't think it's a small thing. Oh, I'm tired. I'm just going to sit down now. No. It's a serious infraction. If you sit when you need to stand, it's a serious infraction. You're called a poyreitz gader, especially for the long tachnon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tikun ha'mirasa ha'yadei maisa nes gadol. The way it was enacted was through a great miracle. Kamuva b'cholbay, like it's brought in the cholbay. V'nidfas b'sidurim, it's published in the sidurim, where the how the v'hu racham was legislated. V'tzarech la'amroi b'kavana, you need to say with intent, uv'mitun, and patiently, v'loi b'merutza, and not quickly. The Mechaber says if you don't stand for v'hu racham, you're called a paretz gadar. Says the Mishnah, yeshayimim d'loi mikri paretz gadar. Some say, no, you're not called a paretz gadar. Elam lo yamar klal. That's only if you didn't say it at all. Avim amari shaloi b'amida. But if you say it sitting, no, you're not going to be called a paretz gadar. What if you evaluate that if you say the whole v'hu racham, you're not going to be able to say tachnon? Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, it's better to say tachnon and skip v'hu racham, and you'll make it up after Kriyas HaTorah. So in other words, if you're saying the v'hu racham and they start putting their head down, put your head down. You'll make up the rest of v'hu racham later. And that could be a very relevant in halacha, because there are some shuls that maybe they're not saying it b'masun v'shalai b'merutza. It could be, you'll find some places, they don't say the words very slowly. La'amrai me'umad, to say it standing. Oh, says Rama, v'chein noegin la'amrai me'umad, that is the minog to say the v'racham standing, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein keil erech apayim. Also, the short tefillah, Kel Erech Apayim, Sha'omrim Acher Chatzi Kaddish, that is said after the Chatzi Kaddish. Tzarech Loimer Gam Kein Me'unmad, you also have to say it standing. Mibnei Sheyesh Bei Chatanu, because we say we've sinned. Uvidoi, Tzarech Loimer Me'umad. Now I want to share with you something amazing I just saw on Shabbos from the Chida. You ever notice that short tefillah, Kel Erech Apayim, that you say before Vayehi Ben Sai Ha'arayin, that has nothing to do with Tachnon, it's not connected to Tachnon, it is a vidui that you say before you open up the Arayin. The final words are, Kerov Rachamecha Kael, says the Chida. This tefillah is calling upon the Malach Michael to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ashes of Akedas Yitzchak. Kerov Aroisiois Kerov, referring to Michael. Rach, Reish Ches, Gematria, Yitzchak. The remaining letters are Oisiois, Michael. The Chida writes in the Sefer Tzipoiren Shamir that this is the Kavana you should have when you say Kael Erech Apayim. It is trying to encourage Michael to show the Ribbono Shel Olam a Faroi Shel Yitzchak Avinu, Kiruv Oisiois. Kerov is Kerov, the cherub. Rach, Reish Ches 208 is Yitzchak. And the final remaining letters spell out Micha. Okay. hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.